where I'm going to call the special meeting on August 18th. August 18th to order at 6:07. And the special meeting is primarily for drafting the road commissioner advertisement, job description, timeline, and organizing that. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
Diana, I have this, and I don't know if it's the same as this. It doesn't have a cover.
Okay.
Does not look the same. Okay.
Page 2.
Okay. No. Not what I have.
Okay.
Are you copying just the part about the road commissioner or the whole thing?
What? No, the whole thing.
Oh, do we need to, or would it make sense just to copy the road commissioner part?
It's up to you. If you want to look at it and see which section you want to copy, you can do that.
Do you mind? I'll take a piece. I hate to have you copy the entire packet. But thank you. Thanks for bringing it, too.
Well, I found it fairly clean copy. The other ones are all...
And this is our most recent, is that correct? This is the
right.
Operating one?
2021, I think.
Okay. 2021,
yep. Mm-hmm. So, Dana, I remember you, the last meeting, had drafted like an advertisement.
Right, just a paragraph.
Was that a digital copy or was that a hard copy?
I'm sure it was digital, but now, I'm sorry, I'm doing two different things.
I'm sorry, I just, the thing I was thinking would be in here isn't.
This is the Peter thing. Yeah, okay.
I think I have this somewhere, so I'll hold off on asking you to copy the whole thing.
And it doesn't have anything about the road commissioner in there?
Not specifically.
Okay.
No. I don't know why I was thinking that it would.
Okay.
Yeah. You want another stapler for that?
Yes.
Grab one.
Here, one right here. This should be a good one. Try to stay a little work.
Did that staple go out of the curve? Ooh.
Yeah.
The staple.
Okay. Now let's see. So this is... Okay. I think when I sent you this at the last meeting or before, I picked out the portions of the policy that had to do with the paid time off.
Okay, so
that's what these are, and this is what I had suggested.
I think where I'm getting confused is because in my mind we're talking about the road commissioner posting, and I know this is a separate issue we talked about too.
I know. I'm trying to get this cleaned up so I can put this away.
Okay.
And I know Chris wants us to work on only one thing, but he can't shut me up.
I'm totally game to address some other things we have going on.
Oh, we got
question
at the end.
Can we?
We
can post it? Okay.
Yep. We can. It's a Warren meeting. Anybody could come and observe the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the tax stuff. So, I was given this road foreman job description and road crew worker job description.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have
that.
And
I was given this, which is a town of Isle Lamont. And I was given this, which is town of Danby. And I wasn't given anything that said draft.
Yeah, I am confused about that.
I'll check to see if I have it. I don't know that I do. Maybe I do.
Well, they handed us to us in paper.
Yeah. It would have been a paper, but I grabbed all mine that had to do with road commissioner, and I didn't see one either. So.
And there was this section called Vermont Attorney General's Guidance for relating to the disclosure of compensation and job description.
I have that as well.
Yeah. That was all I was given. There was nothing on the draft. There were just these two that had some things scribbled out. And however, she said I lied about it, so.
Okay, here we go. I think I'm connected here.
So my comments were offensive as well as untrue. So I guess that would be calling me a liar. So yeah, just to clarify what you said.
Yeah, I would let it go, honestly. I think it's just...
No, that's the second time she's done this. I mean, and then she comes back and...
Okay, let's see here. Rough draft job description. You know, I think in my... I will share this with you because Pam sent it to me, and not, I assume she sent it to everybody, only sent it to me. But she did do a rough draft of a job description.
Oh, really?
She did.
Oh, okay.
It is my fault. I just assumed it came to everybody, but it only came to me and to Robin.
Maybe it was attached to your email and I didn't see it, but sometimes if you send something...
It only came to... It definitely only was sent to me and to Robin.
I wonder who asked her to do that work.
She might have taken it upon herself.
After all that fuss she made about the other one, that's crazy. Sorry, nobody's listening.
They will.
They're all going to listen.
All right, well, I'm going to send this to you. So that you have that.
Is there a way to print it so we can look at it as part of this working meeting?
I'm not sure. I sent it to you.
I should probably read it on my phone.
I think one thing we should maybe start with is a timeline that we're
before snow flies.
Yeah. So I really think that if we could advertise...
Mm-hmm. Like now?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take us... I think we probably will come up with a rough draft today, you know, hopefully, of the advertisement. I think Diana's got a really decent start.
Okay. Yes, I agree.
And so if we could come up with that advertisement, if we could... hammer out a job description that we like.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to get all that done tonight, but I think we can get a good head start on it. And then if we could advertise in the beginning of September.
Okay.
Which is not that far away.
It isn't. And they need time to be trained by Alfie. So really, if we could bring somebody on, I would think as early as possible, right? Would be best.
So I think we would... advertise. I don't know what standard, maybe Diana will know about like how long you give people to submit their resume.
Yeah.
And then we have to give time for interviews.
Yeah.
And I would think that it would be, we have to decide who we would want to be part of that interview committee.
Okay.
And that, obviously the three of us.
Alfie.
And then Alfie,
probably.
I think
would
that
you
one...
Do you want to do it first without him and then with him at all?
It's up to you guys. I guess I would be inclined to just have all four of us sit down and do the interviews together.
Yeah, that sounds good. I hadn't thought about it much, so...
I mean, maybe there would be a second round of interviews, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
So if we, so today is the 18th. trying to open my calendar here. Today's the 18th. If we could have maybe for the next meeting an advertisement and a job description that we could approve at the next a week from today, and then maybe then we could begin that advertisement almost if we approve it at the next meeting, we could begin it right away.
Okay. Now we have a job description. Is that correct? We have a current one already in.
No, that was just for the road.
No, we have one for both, I think. I'm pretty sure that when I came on the select board, I was given a packet that included all of the different responsibilities in the town.
Oh.
And the road commissioner was on there too, I thought. Oh, I'm a big fat liar. This is road foreman. Sorry, Diana. Yep. Okay.
Stand corrected. So typically, Diana, does we have an advertisement and then maybe a link to the job description, or is the job description pretty much, or the advertisement pretty much the job description?
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, the advertisement can't be as long as the job.
I guess my question is if people are interested, where do they go to find out more about the job?
Right. What if people nowadays in the road construction business, are they, this is probably similar to what the size of what the description should be, the advertisement.
Yeah, I think it
is. Are they likely to go to the website? No?
I think today, probably. I mean, depending on the age of the person applying.
Mm-hmm.
I think people probably know to,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can,
or they can
give them a link,
yeah.
you know, to the town website yeah. where they can find
mm-hmm.
a more comprehensive job
mm-hmm.
description.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to do that in the advertisement?
Sure, I think so.
Okay.
So they need to have
so
either they can link it or they can call.
Right.
Call.
So we'll provide a link to the town website where we'll have a more thorough job description. And is that what Diane came up with last time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you want to read it?
I did. I'll read it again. You got another one? So this on-call always in the yep. So this is the beginning of a job description, but it could also be an advertisement
mm-hmm.
too, right?
I don't remember what it said. But yeah, I was thinking of it as a quick advertisement.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think we just want to, we just need to start with do you have it open right now?
Nope, we're just looking at this thing from Pam. Let's see, that would be word. I don't even know if I'm linked to anything here, but maybe I don't need to be. Open Word. I don't want to compile it. Stop it. I probably would need it.
I don't have my notes. Do you guys have the notes that we took when Alfie told us the?
You know what? Be a really good thing to have brought, but
they were in the
minutes.
I don't think I have them.
Unfortunately, I came Mm-hmm. I didn't go home before I came here, so I didn't.
Guess what? I can run home.
I still don't know. No. You know what? I have the minutes here.
I mean, from remembering the conversation with Alfie, there was nothing in there that was like a surprise that I think we.
Yeah, I'm just looking at like, I think we can start to model it after this Braintree ad,
Are you talking about modeling the ad or modeling the job description?
I think we'll start with the ad.
Okay.
I think if we have the ad.
Okay, do you want me to send you this now? This
sure.
Little ad thing? Okay.
Yeah.
I was just kind of going over what the email that you just forwarded from Pam as we're.
Yep.
Working here.
It'll be a minute.
Sure. So do you want... can we edit yours in real time, Dana?
Of course.
All right.
Which address do you want?
You just send it to the official one, this one.
Okay.
I've been using that pretty regularly.
Good. Oops. That's not what I want. Well, she sent this to you separately.
Yeah, that's why I never looked to see if it was with everybody.
It seems pretty thorough and.
Yeah, I think there's a few things we can edit it, but I think we can use it as a template for sure.
It would certainly save us some time.
Yeah.
You know.
But I think if the two of you are in agreement, I think I'd love to just start with this ad.
Yeah, okay.
And so I think that tell me what you think, but I like what you have, Diane. I think if we started with an opening sentence, just that the town of Woodbury is seeking, we just need to kind of give an opening introduction why we're writing this. Mm-hmm. Town of Woodbury is seeking a highly skilled and experienced road commissioner.
Full-time
road commissioner to lead and manage the daily operations of our highway department.
I gotta get back to that document.
Highly skilled and thank you.
They have
experienced.
Yeah, they have road foreman, but we're gonna use road commissioner.
Woodbury. Okay, say that again. I'll type it in. I get this now.
Yep. The town of Woodbury is seeking a highly skilled and experienced road commissioner.
Yes.
By the way, this is kind of what I had in mind for like our
working meeting.
Our other working meeting.
So did
meetings.
I. They keep getting hijacked.
Yeah.
I skip.
You're seeking a highly skilled and experienced road commissioner or person or road commissioner to
lead and manage the daily operation of our highway department.
Manage Dale.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find the minutes. When was that meeting? That was like...
2 meetings ago, I think.
Sounds right. No, those minutes would have come from Diana. That would have been like draft minutes from July 24th. Yep, got it.
Sweet.
When you're ready.
So, where are we?
Well, I think that the next thing might, we might say, this leadership position requires a Class A CDL.
How are we doing it?
You said this leadership position?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Requires a Class A CDL. Substantial knowledge. And this is coming right from the minutes. Substantial knowledge of road construction and maintenance. To manage, how might we say it, manage the road.
A bunch of yams.
The road crew.
The
highway department staff.
Yeah, the highway department staff. Nice.
And the ability to interact with the public.
Well, I think, I think Diana has these... And then I think we could go right into Diana's thing where it says management duties include supervision of workers, daily work scheduling, correspondence with the public.
Okay.
The select board and state agencies, purchasing of equipment and supplies, project planning. So I think we could go right into your sentence then, which you have there.
Responsible for all functions needed to make, the ability to manage the highway department staff. And then what?
And then go right into this. Management duties include.
Okay. Management duties include. Okay.
Following state and environmental rules and best practices. And then maybe we want, and following state and environmental rules and best practices and administration of grants. Just want an and in there.
Oh, I see where you are. Sorry, I had skipped down.
I wanted to keep your whole second sentence entirely and slot it in right there for the last thing.
So... Management duties include supervision of workers, daily work scheduling, correspondence with the public, select board, state agencies, purchasing of equipment and supplies, project planning, following state and environmental rules and best practices, administration of grants. And is that what you said?
I would just put and administration of grants.
Okay.
And then I think we should get rid of on-call always.
Yeah, well, that's the reality.
They'll know it when they look up the job description.
And then we're not managing the road commissioner as a full-time road worker, equipment operator, and mechanic who must be skilled in all forms of road and equipment maintenance. Well, and we're not managing the road commissioner as a full-time road worker, equipment operator, and should we say part-time mechanic?
Well,
and I think that what I took away from Alfie's, you know, kind of description for us is that you kind of have to know when.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's some mechanical. Enough to know what you can't do yourself and when you have to call in somebody.
I don't want to. And maybe this is just obvious to people who are applying to this, but I don't want to give
knowledge of equipment operation and mechanical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
I don't want somebody to say, I'm not going to talk to that because I, you know what I mean? I'm interested.
And
ideal applicant will have knowledge of equipment, will be skilled as an equipment operator, have mechanical skills and skills with road and equipment maintenance.
Mm-hmm. I do like that.
You say the ideal what?
The ideal candidate, and I'm just saying, you guys can say no if you like it. The ideal candidate will possess the ability to operate equipment, act as a mechanic, and be skilled in all forms of road and equipment maintenance.
So, okay, say that again. Possess the ability to operate equipment.
I think it sucks. Let me think for a second.
Are you trying to reword this?
I'm not good at doing it and talking at the same time.
The only thing I like about this, and we can reword it, is I like it's clear that you
have to do it.
Yeah, that you're not just managing, that you're actually
working.
Yeah, that you're part of the responsibilities are that.
Mm-hmm. I like that too.
We're not managing the road commissioner.
How about beyond managing? The road commissioner is also a full-time road worker.
Yep.
And then we just keep the rest of it the same.
Yep. And the only thing,
the rest of what is, I already deleted that. So, the road commissioner is a full-time, an equipment operator?
Is a full-time road worker, equipment operator, and mechanic who must be skilled in all forms of road and equipment maintenance.
And what do you guys think about putting, or if we got rid of, it's fine.
Beyond management, the road commissioner is a full-time road worker, equipment operator, and mechanic who
must be skilled in all forms of.
That's kind of redundant, huh?
Well, how about this? What if we say we're not managing the road commissioner as a full-time road worker and equipment operator? The ideal candidate would be skilled in all forms of road and equipment maintenance.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah. That covers mechanic.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Or we can say beyond. We say
the ideal candidate will what?
Would be skilled in all forms of road and equipment maintenance.
so far I have the town of Woodbury seeking a highly skilled and experienced road commissioner to lead and manage. That's kind of redundant too. Which one should it be? Lead or manage?
What comes after?
What?
What comes after?
The daily operation of our highway.
Oh, to manage?
Manage, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Manage.
I'm going to come around and look because I have a hard time listening.
I'm just going to do the same
thing. Okay. This leadership. What have I done now? Oh, God.
This is why I don't like computers.
The road commissioner. Yeah.
We lost the town of Woodbury is seeking, right?
Yeah. That's what we're... Okay.
This is what happens to me.
There used to be a nice little thing where you could just... Oh, maybe it's still there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
The town would be seeking a highly skilled and experienced road commissioner to lead and to... Well, okay.
We're just going
to
say manage.
Manage the daily operation of our highway department. This leadership position requires a Class A CDL, substantial knowledge of road construction maintenance, and the ability to manage the highway department... Staff. Management duties include supervision of workers, daily work scheduling, correspondence. We say here about manage the staff and then we say manage supervision of workers. So that's kind of redundant.
Yeah, I feel like we're saying
so.
Manage too many times.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll stop.
How about just duties include? Like take out the management.
Oh, good idea. Okay. Duties include supervision of workers, daily work scheduling, correspondence with the public, select board and state agencies, purchasing equipment and supplies, project planning, following state, maybe I should say knowledge of state and environmental rules.
Well, duties wouldn't be knowledge of, but...
Okay, good point. You know, following state and environmental rules and best practices and administration of grants.
Beyond management, the road commissioner is a full-time road worker and equipment operator in all forms of road and equipment maintenance.
Well, some of this was the ideal candidate will possess the ability. Do we need both of those? The ideal candidate will possess the ability to operate equipment.
Well, no, I don't think we want, because I think it's an expectation. So, like, we're not hiring somebody who isn't.
That's true.
You know,
How about just candidate must have instead of the ideal candidate will have?
Although, I still like your beyond management, not managing the road commissioner, the full time road worker, and equipment operator.
Right.
Period.
Because that does make it pretty clear.
And then we could say
is what the RC is what?
Comes right from here. Is a full-time road worker and equipment operator.
Oh, okay. Stop it.
Okay. We're not managing the road commission. Yep. The ideal candidate will possess the ability to operate, well, to...
Because they operate and maintain.
The ideal candidate... will have basic mechanical skills.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to say the ideal candidate, or do we want to say a candidate must have basic mechanical skills? You know what I mean? Because it's kind of a...
It's not really a choice.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Candidate. When not managing the full-time lead and operator, the candidate will possess... how about would you say a candidate will possess this, road commissioner is a full-time road worker, equipment operator, and mechanic.
Oh.
It's what you had.
All right.
I just don't want somebody to think that they have. And it would be wrong to say part-time mechanic, right? I'm trying to get across the point that, like, they're not, like, you're not a full-time mechanic. You're not, like, just a mechanic.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be able to do everything and be able to fix everything. But
some... I mean, I think under equipment maintenance, that's kind of covered, right?
Okay.
What do you say? Is that part?
Yep. Go ahead and see if you can massage that thing.
I think that's good how it is. But not managing, the road commissioner is a full-time road worker, equipment operator, and mechanic, who must be skilled in all forms of road and equipment maintenance.
Okay.
I feel like that covers it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it says this is a 40-hour a week position.
Actually, it's a 40-hour plus, right? Because of...
Yeah. I think that we probably
usually
assume it's 40 hours.
Okay.
They usually say...
Can we say, like, this is a 40-hour a week position, but overtime...
Mandatory overtime.
Expected, or is... mandatory.
Certain times of years. Overtime is expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also might be able to, like...
About mandatory overtime is weather dependent.
Or it could be, like, conditional, like, not even necessarily weather, but, like, you know, if there was a...
Floods, yeah.
I mean, I guess that's weather, but...
This is a 40-hour a week position. The position...
How about mandatory
typical
overtime
hours,
is expected as needed?
Typical weekly hours are 40 plus required overtime as needed.
Mm-hmm.
To keep roads in safe, passable, whatever.
Can we say, just say this is a full-time position?
Yeah.
And we could, I mean, we'll be needing a person.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to make everything, like...
Or we could say this is a full-time position that may require...
Will require. Right? I mean,
because
it's pretty much, like,
going
to require overtime.
Position that will require overtime work depending on conditions. Conditions.
Maybe especially during the winter, or I don't know.
Will require overtime. It's a full-time position with benefits. Yeah, let's say that. This is a full-time position with benefits that will require overtime. That will require overtime seasonally.
Overtime will be required as needed.
Yeah.
Particularly in the winter. I don't know.
I think I would guess it is, like, most people who are applying for this, like, are probably pretty...
They probably know when winter is.
Yeah, or they...
I hope so.
But still, you know, there are other times when it's mandatory. I mean, like Alfie says, 24/7 all the time.
Oh my God, you got it. Never mind.
It's a hard job. So what do we have right now, Diana? What does it say?
Well, let's see. The town of Woodbury is seeking a highly skilled and experienced road commissioner to manage the daily operation of our highway department. This leadership position requires a Class A CDL, substantial knowledge of road construction and maintenance, and the ability to manage the highway department staff. Duties include supervision of workers. We were going to take that out, weren't we? We already said management of staff. Daily work scheduling, correspondence with the public, select board and state agencies, purchasing equipment and supplies, project planning, following state and environmental rules and best practices, and administration of grants. When not managing, the road commissioner is a full-time road worker, equipment operator, and mechanic who must be skilled in all forms of road and equipment maintenance. This is a full-time position with benefits that will require overtime work depending on conditions. Benefits, pay, well, okay, so...
Benefits and pay are commensurate with experience?
So I read one of the packets, we can't say that.
Okay.
It's a... So I guess there's a law that's we have to... We can't just say that. We have to list a range of what the expected pay would be.
Okay.
So, like, we'd have to say, like, expected pay may range from whatever to whatever. And then it's, we're not required to pay within those parameters, but we have to list it, like with good faith that that's not what we're thinking.
So what is that right now?
I don't know. What's Alfie making?
30-something, 35? There's, I don't have my town report. You can grab a town report from out there.
Okay.
Every employer that has at least 5 employees. We don't even have 5 employees, but...
Does it count the office staff, though?
They're not employees. They're elected officials.
But what about, is Pam and Tom Beers employees? Like, do those part-time count?
Yeah, but that is their statutory positions.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe... So, yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, it's... covers any individual seeking to exercise their rights under the law, such as... Individual applying for a Vermont job opening subject to Act 155 disclosure requirement.
Do you guys know exactly where to find this?
There's a table in there somewhere that maybe is in... I don't know.
Before you get to the budget and after the notice, I mean the warning. Somewhere in that section. Key elements are
there. There we are.
Generally requires employers with 5 or more to disclose in their written advertisements for Vermont job openings the compensation or range of compensation they expect to pay for the position and the time they create at the time they create the advertisements.
So Alfie was making roughly $36 an hour.
36. Okay. So if we said
we could say 30 to 40.
30 to 40.
Yeah.
Hey, and we can say I think expected, like we're not locked into that.
Well, we can still say commensurate with experience.
Yeah.
Depending on experience and qualifications.
Yeah, I think we should say... I think we need to say...
I mean, we... 35, we negotiated 40, with...
Who can... Do you know anybody working for...
No, not really. I don't know though. I'm like,
okay,
so if
we can say 30 to 40. I mean, that gives a wide range.
I guess I'm just thinking, like, Alfie's been at this forever and he was making 36, so I'd hate to, like, give people the expectation that somebody. I know
exactly.
We're
saying I mean, that's what happened
down
here,
right?
But the problem is that if you're not. If you don't make it attractive, like.
If you're not competitive,
you
they
have
won't
to be competitive,
respond.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
that's true.
And I think that we have, we're coming into this as select board members having underpaid staff here for many years,
time.
For a long time. And catching them up is going to be painful.
Yeah.
But
we want good quality staff.
And people to stay and not, you know, and some even just get applicants.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, when we hired Alfie, we were kind of desperate. Now, were you here? No.
I wasn't. That was okay. Before me.
We were kind of desperate, and we just basically, you know, gave him what he asked for.
I mean, I was in town. I was in town, but I wasn't on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would be the range you would suggest? Would you say 35 to 40?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We can do 30 to 40.
I think 30 to 40, because okay. We might get somebody who's barely qualified.
Right, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like,
we shouldn't be hiring somebody who's barely qualified.
I know. But we might
but get what if we
in case we have to.
I feel like as long as the top number is good enough, people mm-hmm. can read into that and they'll know if they okay. have mm-hmm. enough experience where they might be yep. feeling good outside. About asking yep. for the top number. I don't know.
Okay. I can get behind that. How do we want to phrase that?
Expected pay may range from $30 to $40 per hour and will be commensurate with experience. Is that?
It will be determined based on experience?
Yeah. Will be determined based upon experience, or will be determined by other factors too, probably, right?
Yeah.
Like not just experience, but will be determined based on experience and qualifications.
Yeah, I think that's good. I like that. Were you able to follow that, Diana, or?
Experience and qualifications. So, okay, I gotta cut and paste this mandatory overtime. Put this up there before the pay.
I assume that they would submit a resume and fill out an application.
Oh, we have an application. Oh, we don't have an application. Shit.
I thought we do have an application.
Maybe we do, but probably just not very good.
Yeah, but I think what we do is, I think we say the application just is going to be get their phone number in there, get the, you know, contact information, and then we ask for a resume to be submitted at the same time. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, and I'm okay with doing a resume. Like, I don't have a resume.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to be weeding people out who might be really good applicants who just, you know, road crew guys don't necessarily spend a lot of time on their resume?
Fair enough.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not against it, but I feel like
we should figure out what the application looks like.
Okay. We must have one on file somewhere.
Because we've had people submit applications recently.
Not, it was just for a road crew position, but it's probably the same.
It's going to be the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I feel like we're probably not, we could use resumes to weed people out if we had like so many applicants that it didn't make sense to interview them all, but
I'm not going to have that.
I feel like, I'm sorry, my kid Joel has Snapchat installed on my phone and his friends try to get a hold of him all the time. So,
did I get him his own phone yet?
Not till he goes to Hazen. He's got one more here. Yeah.
And then he can't use it.
He just uses mine.
Yeah. All right. I like that. So why don't we have...
AI out of here. Get it, damn it. Paste with the... I don't want to paste with Copilot.
Oh, my God.
So why don't we say interested applicants... can find the application on the town website or at the town office.
Yeah.
Like maybe some people don't want it.
Yeah, like they download just want to walk it. In
they just want to walk in and
fill
grab
it out.
The application.
Yeah. Like Peter.
Yeah.
Well, he said he might be interested. Yeah. Well, he said he might be interested.
So, So we just need to figure out a way to phrase that, that interested applicants can
find an application at the website, the town website, and then we'll put a link, or at the town offices, and then maybe we provide the hours.
Hours, yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I would just say give the phone number for the...
What were you going to say then?
Just not, we don't have to give the town office hours and all that, just give the phone number.
Okay.
If they want to call. What is it? 4456?
No idea.
7051.
Need me to look it up or do you know it?
I got it. Interested. Okay.
And we'll be, the application's not currently on the town website, or is it? Is that something we'll be posting?
We'll have to have town, John.
Okay.
We're going to have to get it from probably Robin as a copy of it.
Okay.
I would assume.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The application that I've seen in the past just talks about previous employment and what equipment they're able to operate. It's very
specific
to road workers.
So do we want to, like,
I don't think it's going to be very helpful. I think we're going to need to
make one.
Something new.
Okay. Well, it's hard to do this, so we need to, maybe we can...
Maybe we can tweak the one, like, take the one that we have and add to it.
It'll all have to be retyped anyway, so...
Let me see if I can find one.
Oh. By the way, did anybody ask Pam to do that research?
We must have at some meeting. Oh, Commissioner... Commissioner application form. Look at that.
Did you get one?
I think so. Application.
The LTC probably has one on their website, which I can't access almost anything on there.
Job application form.
Well, the VLCT brags about how much they're going to help and all the information they have for job seekers and stuff like that, but they couldn't give me any draft application of the for a road commissioner.
Oh, really?
I was surprised.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Huh. Diana, is it possible for you to print what you have and then
I don't know how to link up to here.
Okay. I was just thinking it would be easier if we could all, like, it's easier for me to, like, look at something on paper and then maybe just kind of, like, look at ways to tweak
it. Well, I can send it to you and you can print it at home or something.
Okay, maybe we could all just do, like, we get it close and then we could all just do, like, little edits before.
If we're not gonna approve this until Monday, then we can.
Okay.
Alright.
Which is probably good, like it is, but I'm just, like, I like to be able to sit down with something and just kind of, like, read it a couple times.
Yeah. It would be nice to know how to. What would happen if I just. I don't even know how to use this new perfect word processor, anyways. What if we said print?
You gotta be hooked up to the printer. Right?
Yes, soon.
Microsoft print to PDF ready.
Let's go look. The printer. See if there's anything
going on. Forget it. I thought maybe by some magic it would work, but
I spell commissioner as two S's, right?
MMISSCOMMISSIONER.
Okay, all right, application for employment. What's our address here, Diana? Do you know?
16 something. We don't need the address. I mean, why do we need the address?
Well, I'm putting it.
I'm using a template from another town.
Mailing address or road address that nobody's... I mean, are people going to come here?
They might just fill
I guess they might. Yeah, I think it's 1672 Vermont Route 14.
Well, Oh, 5681, is that right?
Sounds right.
Yes. P.O. Box 10. But we don't need the book. Well, this is for people who want to mail it. Yeah, we probably should do the mailing address too if you're going to do
it. Phone number is again?
For 802-456-7051.
And how about, do we have a fax number or no? Okay. How about
email? Email.
What's our?
But usually the bids and stuff that I've seen come out of here recently say that not to send online. So maybe we shouldn't even give them that option.
I think an application, unless there's.
Okay.
I think the bids are different because they need to be sealed, right? But the applications are...
No, but, oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what our...
Clerk. WoodburyVT.org. Or you could do the select board at WoodburyVT.org, but then she has to send it to us anyway.
Yeah, we should set that up so that it comes to us.
I know.
Date of application... name, date of birth, street address, so this gets all their information. Education, so then this is what they have. I don't know if this is a good one, but education, facility, and level completed. Facility?
Maybe the school?
How about we just
put... Just say level
completed. Yeah, level completed.
Yeah.
And there's a place for a commercial driver's license. Number.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Job history. And then maybe under job history, we could, instead of, they don't have a place for like description of responsibilities.
Okay.
You know, because that's what we're really interested in. Mm-hmm. I mean, is like... We can find out where these people worked, but we really want to know like what their experience is, mm-hmm. like what did they do mm-hmm. at these places.
Can we just ask, what do you think qualifies you for this position?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just leave like a blank for them
at the end.
Add.
Yeah, there's a reasons for applying for employment, and then there are skills pertinent to job, Yeah, we can do that. So then maybe we just leave it as job history.
Uh-huh.
Work history, maybe?
Sure.
Change that to work history. Work history. And then...
Really, they need to have some level of literacy to have that job.
Yeah.
So maybe having them describe their work history rather than just
fill
in a bunch of blanks.
Because then they'll have to write something.
Right.
Okay. So we've got work history. There's three places. Vehicle owned, insurance company policy number. Why do we? Yeah, why? We don't need that, right?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of that. Not really sure why that's there. Reasons for applying for employment. I guess what they're really looking for is why are you leaving your other job? Right.
Sure. Yeah.
And there's a place for three references.
Or maybe we'll get somebody who wants to come out of retirement. Retired at 55 and wants to work another 10 years.
Huh? So how do we say skill, additional comments, how do we say skills pertinent to job description? I don't like the way that sounds.
Why do you feel you're qualified, or
I think that makes sense. Skills.
Can you describe why you're the right candidate for this position?
I like that. Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise we're just going to get somebody just write the mechanical skills, just list things off. Mm-hmm. But if we want somebody like, I'm ready for.
Well, that should be like the last question, maybe to say.
It kind of is the last question. The only next things are additional comments and then a place for references. And then, under work history, there is a supervisor listed. You know, they need to list their supervisor. I'll start you up here.
Oh, thank you.
I'll show you. Town of Woodbury. This is all standard, right?
Yep. Work history. Could we put relevant work history? You know what I mean? Because, like, if somebody has had a few, like, shorter jobs, like, we don't necessarily need to know that they worked somewhere for 3 months.
Relevant.
Do you guys think that
makes
sense?
Relevant work history? Reasons for applying for employment? Seems like a lot of lines for that.
Right.
But maybe there's a... Oh, wait. No, I must have gotten rid of it. Skills, right?
Relevant skills. I can't remember what we were going to have, but...
What did I do here? I just messed something up.
What if we didn't have... Well, I know you were saying you like having reasons for applying. Could we just have that be like a short one and then have... What skills and experience qualify you for this position?
Mm-hmm.
And then have like maybe just one or two lines for additional comments. That's cool that you can do that.
I think it's probably an easier way to do it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so reasons for applying for employment.
Uh-huh.
Turn. There we go. And then how do we want to phrase this? Skills.
What skills and experience qualify you for this position? Is that,
Describe. Skills. How did you phrase it though?
Skills and experience that qualify you.
Skills and experience. I don't think all this needs to be capitalized.
And bolded.
And bolded.
And underlined.
We can keep it bolded. Let's see. So, please describe the skills and experience that qualify you for this position. What do you think? Great.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so we've got, or close, well, if I have this position. We need to work on the job description. Because the other thing we forgot in that ad is to indicate that to direct them to the website in the ad.
Yeah.
To find an application and to... find a
job description.
Yeah, a more thorough job description.
Yeah.
Yeah. Additional comments. Please include 3 references. Okay. So I will save this.
Chris, what do you think about between now and our meeting on Monday, if Diana emails us all the copy of the draft advertisement that she has, and if you email us all a copy of that, and then we can print it and just make any tweaks that, like, not that we couldn't do it now, it just, I feel like if we'd I have it on paper right in front of me, I don't know, is that...
Well, I think the only thing we
want
to do...
We want.
Well, it's fine. I think as long as we build in time at that next meeting to...
To do that.
To actually make the edits.
Yeah.
And so that we can approve it.
Yeah.
I think it needs... Ideally, we should hopefully be approving it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it would only take like 5 minutes, but it's just... I wish we could print all this stuff right now. To sit down with it and just like... I don't know. I do better with it on paper in front of me than on the screen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or not. Maybe it's not being a pain in the butt.
No, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. I think we can...
I just checked to see if there was a way to, you know...
Yeah, I think we can... We just need to... just need to make sure that we build time into that next meeting.
Like, maybe we could even plan to come... Each of us having looked and done any edits that we feel
Yeah, are and then we can do it helpful. In real time on the computer.
Yeah.
And see. All right, I'm going to send you to a copy of this right now.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Again, this is great. This is the way these working meetings should.
Nobody here. This is great.
I mean, we're getting stuff done.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I was visualizing when we talked about it initially, and then it hasn't really worked out that way.
You just get so busy with other stuff.
Yeah. It's like there's too many topics. Every meeting, there's too many topics.
It's getting so crazy.
There's so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to send it. I'm going to Liz. Do you guys want it to go to...
I mean, the 16% tax rate. Increase. We're going to get a lot of flack. We need to come up with a...
I think what John came up with was really good. Honestly, it was such
But there's not an explanation that you can give to people. You can't just show them the numbers. They want to know why.
So, actually, I'll save
it. We need a special... Sorry, I'm interrupting
you. No, you're good. I was going to ask a question about that, but I'll save it. I want to keep myself focused on what we're doing
right
now.
Okay, yeah.
But I will ask a question about it later.
What was I trying to do here? So...
Do you two want it to go to both? Yeah, the select board email.
Would you send it to both? I did finally check my select board email today. It was very good.
All right,
good. I did check.
I can check mine, but I haven't figured out how to send something, so I'm gonna have to send this to you on my old email.
Yes.
Is that your select board email? Oh, what you just had on your screen.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna.
I can show you how to do that if you want, Diana.
Okay.
And the subject. Application. Okay. Send.
And then.
You guys should have it.
So if you sent that, if Diana sends us the one she's been working on, and we all have the one from Pam, honestly, like looking at it briefly here on my phone, I thought Pam's draft was really good.
Okay, let's go.
So you want to go through it?
Let's go through it, if that's okay.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
I just downloaded it, so it should be...
And maybe we could ask Alfie for input on this too.
Yep.
But...
Mm-hmm.
Town of River Rogue is responsible for supervision and management of all aspects of the town's highway department and its employees, including day-to-day operations of the day-to-day operations, the maintenance of Woodbury Roads. The position, I don't know if the position is responsible, but the individual is responsible, right? The we could say the road commissioner.
Yes.
Or the commissioner. Is responsible for managing road construction, repair, and maintenance, scheduling, coordinating, super work performed in the towns. Cambridge roads and maintaining clear and state. I don't know, I get lost in that sentence there. The commissioner is responsible for managing road construction. I think we just say, comma, repair and maintenance, scheduling, how about supervision of work performed? Wait, no. I mean, I think that's a new sentence, right?
Yeah.
I think that sentence needs to be broken up into two sentences. The commissioner is responsible for managing road construction, repair, and maintenance.
Scheduling, coordinating, supervision of the work.
Coordinating supervision of the work.
I feel like this is another case where if I could sit down with it on paper, it would be like easier to... think of edit. I'm just not good at
it. Would it help to, you want to come over here so you can see this? You can read on there. Yep.
Yeah. Unless you're, are you editing it as you go?
Yeah, I can't, I don't know how to do that here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess I would have to download it and or something. And then
yeah, you just download it to your...
And then what?
Road construction, road repair, and maintenance, scheduling.
How many sentences are just...
Here's the color I was searching for when we were talking about the windows. Because everything is... We got to match everything else. All the trim is that same...
Yeah, we'll just have to... Well, we got it primed, right? So we'll get it painted.
Yeah. Well.
I think just... I don't know this quite... Supervision of the... Supervision of...
Okay. Like, starting in the beginning, the town of Woodbury's road commissioner, can we just say the road commissioner is responsible? The road commissioner is responsible for the supervision. We don't need and management, just one or the other, right? For the supervision or
well, the management is overall, and the supervision is just supervising the crew, so there is... Okay. A difference.
Okay.
But I know I've lost
towns, fire department, and its employees. Can we just do like period? I feel like the sentence is already long.
And then just say this includes.
Yeah.
Good. This includes. The day-to-day operations.
This includes day-to-day operations, comma, maintenance, wait, sorry, never mind.
Sorry, you want to come back to this?
I feel like I'm just no good at doing this with other people. Like I can do a lot better if I just sit down completely solo and think through it.
Do you think you have time to do it before the next meeting?
I could do it and email it to you guys prior if you want.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, like maybe you'll have different edits than mine, but we could just compare and.
Yeah.
There's also the editing function in Microsoft Word if you haven't used that.
I have an I will have a very different editing function called a pen.
It's called a red pen.
So yeah,
I used to be able to use that.
I
sent this to you, right? You have it?
Yes, I have it. So,
why don't we do that?
Okay. All right. Sorry if that's. I know that's.
No, I'm psyched that you're willing. You're willing to do it. It is hard to on the, you know, on the fly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have at this point, we've got a draft of the advertisement, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got a draft of a application. Mm-hmm. And Liz is going to create us a draft of the.
Description.
The job description, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then once we get, so you're going to get us that before the next meeting, so we have time to look at it.
Yeah.
And then in real time, if we can come with a piece mm-hmm. of paper and our edits mm-hmm. on it, then we can edit it and hopefully finalize it. Is there anybody else that we would want to share this with?
Probably Alfie.
Just to get Alfie to get feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. At what point do we want to share with him? I feel like we should do the edits first, but then
yeah, that's
I
want right.
to create a hold up. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe he could just like look him over at the meeting and just give yeah. his approval. Or
I mean the yeah. I think if we can get it, if you can get, maybe when you get yours done
okay.
and we share it with each other,
okay.
let's just share it with him at the same time.
Okay, that
and then,
makes
mm-hmm.
yeah.
me.
I'd like to look at this too, the job summary.
So then we'll have, hopefully we can ask John to upload this to the website.
Mm-hmm.
The posting,
mm-hmm.
and we have to, and then we ask Robin then to post it in like local media, right? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the two newspapers we have.
No, we have to decide. Yeah.
Yeah.
Times Argus. Whether to do the World, whether to do the News and Citizen. I mean, we do want to go a little further out the field than we usually do
yeah.
because we need to.
What about like?
Caledonian Record, yeah, I don't know. That's yeah.
I know, because then the flip side is
we get
want people who
from
are
far
local.
Away. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Or mostly local, right?
Right, like close enough to
yeah.
get here within 5 minutes.
I imagine it's gonna like
yeah.
word of mouth is gonna be the way yeah. that this probably.
Oh yeah, people are always already asking.
Oh good.
What's with Alfie?
Oh yeah.
So hopefully, All right, and then if we get this, let's say that we approve this next week,
mm-hmm.
it can be posted the following week. When do you think is reasonable to have interviews after that?
2 or 3 weeks.
Two or three weeks.
2 weeks is enough, like to advertise before we start interviewing, or do we need more time than that?
I mean, I would love to be interviewing in September.
Right.
Yeah.
Which it will be at that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's say that like interviews happen 2 weeks after. We may have to have some special meetings too, unfortunately.
Okay.
Just because.
What?
Yeah.
We may have to have some special meetings. To do interviews.
Oh. What are you saying? Math?
Might have to have some special.
Might have to have
yeah,
some.
Yeah.
Thank you.
2 weeks after
yeah.
posting. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So 2 weeks after posting, we'll have interviews, and then at that point, we'll
have the applications come in, and then we can schedule the interview.
Yeah.
We just have to have a deadline for the
right.
application.
So it's actually probably 3 weeks. Maybe it's 2 weeks to get the application in, right?
Yeah.
And then.
Now it's up to us to, you know, after that we don't have to announce bid opening and all that.
Yeah,
shit,
right.
Know, just applications are due by
okay.
a certain date. You know.
So we have applications due 2 weeks after posting. So maybe next weekend we'll edit it, the advertisement
mm-hmm.
to say when applications are due.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything else we want to discuss about this particular thing?
Just, Diana, will you email yours to all of us too? Will you email the ad?
I think I just did. All
of us? Oh, great.
Cool. I got Chris's. I didn't get yours yet, but maybe it's coming.
I will say it's taken a while to get used to that, the format, mm-hmm. the Outlook format.
I still haven't put it on my phone, which is the biggest thing that's holding me up. I know you
said that's probably why you didn't get it then, because I can just send it to your...
Right, okay,
yeah.
Send
it to your email. Okay,
send it to Bob, sorry.
I got it. Yep. Yeah, I was able to... I forget how to do it, but I was able to do it pretty... It was...
Okay. So you downloaded the app, and then from there...
It was... If I remember right, that app was not super... I had to download a different app than the one that they in the...
I have a packet, like an envelope.
Yeah,
that's where the information is, right?
So that'll take you to someplace, and that's just going to tell you to download a different app.
Oh, okay.
Which you got to do.
Okay.
Essentially, you have to, and you can write it down, you have to download Microsoft Outlook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once I realized I already had it on here, then it was done.
This
bother
you
all?
Yeah,
no.
That's good.
Oh, great. I didn't even notice it was dark. Oh, there it is, Diana. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so if we don't have this, if we're done talking about this, sounds like we got a decent plan. Are there other things that we want to discuss, or is there anything else, other business that you'd like to attend?
Possibly, but okay. I think it would be an executive session, like sort of an extension of our last executive session, which I don't know if we can do without having previously warned it. I'm not sure how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So we can... either yes or no if it's not appropriate to do
that. To have an executive session now?
Yeah.
So why don't we hold off on that?
Okay.
And then maybe what we will do is do you want to talk about how to deal with the inquiries about the tax? Mm.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm.
I did think, what John submitted was pretty clear. I can look at it again.
The numbers are fine.
Yeah.
It's just how did this happen? How did we come to this point? What do we say without blaming somebody?
I've had that question too. I understand.
How far do we go to try not to blame somebody?
I don't think we need to talk about it. I think, there's an error was made, and it's, being addressed, and this is how we have to address it.
Last year we had approved number 0.267627. And this is from the minutes. Brandy later discovered a discrepancy in the amount being carried forward from the prior year. Recalculating the municipal tax rate resulted in a rate of 0.5865. And at that point, we should have realized that that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
To be going backwards 10 cents.
Too good to be true.
Yeah.
I guess the question I have had, I plan, if people ask questions, I plan to refer to John's sheet because I think it's really helpful. But if someone is like, well, what was the error that was made? Mm. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
Do you guys know? Because I don't know.
Yeah. So what happened is essentially, if I understand it right.
Mm-hmm.
When calculating, I don't have that form here. But I think that's it right there. That top sheet.
Oh, yeah. That is. That's
this
what
is that thing from John.
Oh, that's the thing from John.
I mean, it's,
yeah.
Essentially, when calculating. It's that description from Lily, that first one we got. So when calculating our revenue, we included, so we, let's say we, whatever it was, we needed,
included the delinquent taxes.
Exactly. So we, we knew that we needed to collect 400,000. I'm just using a number, 400,000. There was also 160,000 in delinquent taxes that
we like counted it twice.
Yeah, we counted it twice. Okay. So basically we said, oh wait, actually we don't need to calculate or raise $400,000. We need to raise $240,000.
Okay.
And but that's not true. This was already money that was owed to the town, that 160.
Gotcha.
So that's where the error.
I forgot she happened. Did explain that. Okay.
Yep. So it's kind of like she used that example, you know, the grocery example, which was really helpful to me. So we based our tax rate on needing to collect whatever, in this case, this example, $240,000.
Uh-huh.
And that was...
And we needed more than that.
We needed more than that.
We did have some small... explanation here. The higher than usual increase in taxes this year is because the town collected less tax revenue last year than it should have. Well, that doesn't say anything. And therefore had to make that up this year to avoid the deficit. If we go back to 2 years to a normal year,
Okay.
But it doesn't really explain anything. We also had, I mean, all the... we were talked into this $30,000 of expensive but necessary IT upgrade because Brandy said at the time that we had a big cushion in the general fund. Yeah.
Well, we needed that. We needed, I feel like
we,
that.
I know
that,
we needed it, but
that
I mean,
needed to happen anyway.
I think it was kind of like we didn't really have a choice to not do it, given.
No, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have done it, but it just has an impact on.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The rate.
Yeah. And I think it's important. I know it's painful right now. It always is, right? But if, you know, if that mistake hadn't happened, there would have been an increase in taxes, right? So if you look at it over the longer span from 2023, I mean, it's painful no matter what, right? But we're increasing, I think John says, about an average of 4.8% annually.
Which I think you said was about the rate of inflation, right?
Yeah. So the last year was an anomaly. It should not have been so low. I don't know how else to say it. You know, I mean, and I think, you know, all of this information has been public. I think... Just answer honestly.
Yeah.
If you get questions. I don't know that, I mean, we'll cross the bridge when we come to it if people want a special meeting. We can have a special meeting to explain it.
Or come to a meeting.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a word about it so far. I guess you have, Diana, but...
Just came out. I mean, people just probably got them in the mail today.
I got mine Saturday, but...
Is today a holiday?
Oh, I don't know. Is it like Battle of Bennington Day?
Well, was it
maybe?
Friday?
Is that
today? I don't know. I just went to the post office, but of course the door is always open.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if it's a holiday.
I think it was Friday, but they were going to take today off.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I feel like I remember the highway crew was going to take
today. Oh, those guys, yeah. But whatever the federal holiday is.
Was Friday, I think.
Was it Friday?
But it came in the mail on Saturday for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Oh, your property taxes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got those too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay.
But I don't know, do you want to do, we could do a front porch forum post. We could do a meeting. Let's see if folks have more questions.
Okay. Yeah, if it becomes an issue, I mean, we could even also do a press release.
How do you do that?
Just write something up or call the Gazette and say, this is happening. I think we want to put an explanation in the paper. Ask him to do a story or just issue a press release.
Okay.
I mean, we could basically tell them what the story is.
Yeah.
They could write something.
Yeah.
I feel like Front Porch Forum might reach more people than
yeah.
the newspaper is. But the other
but it's hard to write something like that for Front Porch Forum.
I have a flip side scenario. Like, I like the idea of sort of getting ahead of the game and putting the information out there. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like if we post something on Front Porch Forum, I can almost guarantee that there's going to be just at least a few people that respond with snipe comments, and that maybe if we don't open the door, we don't need to But at the same time, it would be nice to get the information out there.
Yeah.
I think I appreciate his point that this really, it's painful.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there's no real good way to,
right?
You know.
You think we should just get ahead of the 8-ball and just put it on Front Porch Forum?
I don't think we do.
Yeah.
I think we just. I think let's wait.
I could just picture who's going to be the first one.
And I think we just wait to see how many questions we have. And if it feels like we're having to field a lot of questions about it and we want to reach a broader audience, that's when we can do it. Mm-hmm. But if we're. I mean, I haven't heard anything, which is not unusual. You know, folks don't necessarily call me.
Uh-huh.
But. If we start to hear a lot of people wanting information, then we can do something. But I think I'm inclined to wait until then.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
Otherwise, we're definitely going to hear.
Well, we also have we have limited time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if people aren't asking, then.
Yeah. So as long as you two are good with that.
Yep.
Is there anything else? That we want to do before we adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Okay.
All right. Any discussion?
Nope.
All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 The meeting is adjourned at 7:40 p.m.